Two relays. Trashy shis zoinot, notriki and the shchuzos. You see, it means uncovered. Shchuzos means uncovered. So here also, you're uncovering the nekevas. You're tying up the tail, uncovering the nekevas. Trashy shis based on boishis. Or rechelim yoisas kvoilus. So rechelim could go out kvoilus. Trashy nilmoro mike, but what does it mean kvoilus? She mechavlin al yishulehem lamata. Is the rechelim the ease? The lady, the nekevas, could go out with the tail tied downwards. Why? Like you're covering up the nekevas now. Now's the time you don't want them to come pregnant, so you don't want the scrum to go in them. You would have to tie down the tail to cover them up. What's the right kovel means lishna of not becoming pregnant? To receive, the pasuk says, Mahor melech, his melech echirum told Shema melech, what are these cities you gave me? Ashenasatali Achi, my brother, the Korolim Eretz Kovel, Atayemazet, and the Melchiram called his land Kovel. For the more my Eretz Kovel, what does it mean Eretz Kovel? Amuravuna, Shoyubo, Bnei Yodim, the people in these cities, Shemechuvalim, the Chesed Azog, they were full of silver and gold. For the Gemara, Amalei Rofi, Hochi, Haino, the city, that's what the Pasuk says, Hilo Yashru Beinav, it wasn't good, the Melchiram. What's wrong with the city? Because the people in the city were rich and they had silver and gold. That's why Melchim didn't like the people. Since the people are very rich there, and they're very particular what they do, they're not going to work good for the Melech. Therefore, the Melech didn't want such people, such a city. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok Amar. Eretz Chaimten Hoise. It was Eretz that the land was very sticky. You could stick into the ground, the quicksand. Biamai Korle Kovel. Why is it called Loshen Kovel? The Mishtarga Bo Kari, that your feet get stuck into the ground. Ad Kavlon to Yankos. Vayam Rinchi, people say over Aram Chavlo. It's an Eretz that you get sunk into. Tloyavdi Peri doesn't give off Peris. There's no fruit there. So you see, Loshen Kovel means Loshen of Le Peri not giving off fruit. Rashiyat Kavlo, Perak Atachta and Shukarin Kula. Shemachavonim, Koshrin Beget Sevivoi. That's right. Kavunas. Then the Mishnah says, Rechelim could go out Kavunas. The Momai Kavunas. Shemachavnin Oisoi Lemilus. Means it's a Rashi. Shemachavnin Koshrin Beget Sevivoi. Vyayim Shenelet. The day the sheep is born, you put a blanket like around its semer, around its wool, to keep it very clean. This beautiful white wool, you don't want it to get dirty, so you cover it up with a beged. It's mutter to go out like this on Shabbos. The milus that Rashi lasts mit simroi kli milus. Make a choshev a kli out of this, get nice pure white wool. Kidnan. Bring a right for this. Learn the Mishnah Shavuos. Seis. What Seis is one of the simonim of a nega. It's a white nega. How white is it? Kitzem alovin, like white wool. Maitzem alovin, what type of white wool? Omer Abibi bar Abayin. Kitzem el noki ben yomer, like the first day old of a sheep. Shemechav nenois lamilus. You protect, you cover up its wool, that just stay nice and white. That's mut. That's the color of seis, of tzemelovin. So our Mishnah also, people used to cover up the wool to keep it clean, so it's mutter for behemoth to walk out with that on Shabbos. But some also, you tie it up very tight, and it's called tzarech ha-behemoth, therefore it's called like a malbush, it's mutter. The zaita, v'izim yoitzas ruas. The Mishnah says, the machoikas had before, if the izim tanakam holds, you're allowed to go out with the izim, the iz, tied up, the others could be tied up. You put a kiss, a beged around its others, and you tie it up very tight, it's mutter. Itma, Rav Malach Reb Yehuda. Rav holds we pass on the Reb Yehuda, and that's why we pass on the Maitza, that there's a chilek. If you tie it up very tight, and that's liyavesh to make the others dry up, not to have any milk anymore, that's mutter. They were not afraid it will fall off on Shabbos. But if you do it only lecholev, not so tight, then it's also. Shmuel lo Malach Reb Yosi. Shmuel pass on like Reb Yosi, that's always also. Viki dimasti lo shmaito biyat and hashom on this machlokes is Rav and Shmuel by itself. Rav Amar Liba Shmutev Lo Lecholov. It's mutter to tie up the others. If you're doing it to dry it up, then you do it tight. But Lecholov it's also. Shmuel Omar, Echad Zev, Echad Zev Asa. Shmuel goes like a Beis Shita, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, they're both Asa. Vika Demasni Lo Aho. Some of this Machlekes on this. Izim, the goats, Yoitzai Tzruas. When? Liyofish. Only if you're doing it to make it dry up, means you're tying it very tight. But not if you're tying up the cover for the others, only to make it, the milk should not drip out like. Mishum Reb Yehuda ben Beseira Omru, Reb Yehuda ben Beseira has new shita. Kach halacha. Bikar halacha is like Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah, the chil between the cholev and liyavish. Avo mi mafis, who like can make a gerum, eitzel liyavish v'eitzel l'cholev. Who could be able to tell the difference whether you're tying up the others tight that the milk should... between the cholav and liyavish. Who's making the girl? To know the difference, whether you're tying up the others, you're tying up the dodim of the izim to make it dry up, or stamp to protect the cholav. So the Reb Zokta Yehuda ben Maseiro mitoich shein makirin. Since we can't tell the difference, as the gzera echad zev echad zerosa. Both of them are rosa. So the Chur Reb Yehuda ben Maseiro was passing like Reb Yosi in the Mishnah that both are rosa. But they said that a little nafkamina. A nafkamina would chap if in your city everybody only ties up the dodim amnat liyabish. If everybody does it tight. So then in that, so according to Reb Yehuda ben Maseiro would be mutter. There's no gzera made of people think you're doing it lecholiv, not so tight. Because everybody does it tight. But Shenker, according to Reb Yosi in the Mishnah, be yosa then also. Omar Shmuel, v'yamilo Omar Reb Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, halacha Reb Yehuda ben Maseiro. We pass on the Yehuda ben Maseiro that even liyavish is also wasik, because the gzera people think you're doing it lecholiv. Abuk Yossi, Ravin, Omar Reb Yehuda, Omar Yechinin, halacha the Tanakama. We take a pass on the Tanakama that there's a chilik, whether you're doing it liyavish, it's mute, because then you're doing it very tight. We're not afraid to fall off on Shabbos, and come lecholiv there it's also. The cholev you don't turn it on so tight. Therefore, afraid of fall off on Shabbos, and it's also a midrabon. So, as the gzera, we come to carry with the dalamas which is around. So, as the Mishnah, uvame ain't a yotze. What can't the behemoth go out with? Lo yotze gom, the camel can't go out b'matutelis with its cushion. Well, some say in the Gemara means a cushion tied under its tail. Rashi says shtachas nova v'yishmeforsher madas a blanket v'achra nira b'nai. It's also, it's type of madas, type of cushion that you put underneath the zonav, underneath the tail of a camel. So you can't go out with it on Shabbos. And right, the exerah is, Shrash v'taylo, the masdisim, mishum shema tipol. We're afraid again of fall off in the middle of Shabbos. U'maisi lo hu. And you'll come to carry it, that's why it's awesome. Even though mikra is a tzarech, but we're afraid of fall off and you come to carry it. Wait, awkward, you can't let a behemoth go out when you tied it up. We'll soon see what awkward means. For loy rogel, not if you tie up just one leg upwards. For chayin shar kol avemus, any behemoth can't go out tied up. Loy yikshar gemalim zeh bezeh. You can't take like 10 gemalim one after another and tie one onto the other one. V'yimashet, and you'll carry one, pull one, and then automatically all of them will come along. We'll soon see in the Gemara that's a gzera, because it looks like you're taking it to be sold in the marketplace. Avo machnis chavolim motech yodoy. But you're allowed to have 10 separate camels. Each one has its own separate rein, separate leash, and you're holding all of them in your hand. That's mutter. If you moshe, you can make them all move like that. You shouldn't take the straps and tie it around your finger. That's also. We'll see in the Gemara, what's the use about that? Trashi ulo yiksho the trashi, gemalim zulazu, v'yimshoich, echem mfosh v'gemara, v'ash lo yichro, t'avol m'grach, mfosh v'kamah. We'll see in the Gemara what the time is. So the Gemara. Tona, lo yeitze hagomo b'mototeles hakshur ulo b'znovoi. The camel can't come out with this cushion tied onto its tail. Why? Because we're afraid it'll fall off and it'll come to carry it down on us. Avo yeitze b'mototeles hakshur b'znovoi ulo b'chotrosoi. But if the cushion is tied on not only to its tail, but it's also tied on to the hump on the camel, it's also then it's mutter. Because then you can tie it on well, but not afraid to fall off. Omar Rabba Barafuna. Yoitse Hagoma Bututeles Hakshura Lo Bishli Yosa. If you have the placenta of the camel is coming out, and you tie this cushion onto that, then it's mutter. Because we're not afraid the behemoth is going to move back and forth and make us fall off. Because by moving it, you hurt it, the behemoth hurts itself. The shlila pasant is very delicate there. So the behemoth won't move around to hurt himself. Therefore, we're not afraid to fall off. Such Rashi, the humps it has. Since it hurts, it won't come to pull it. Rashi says, now what's the hezbo this month to tell us that you want to put by a camel? But to tell us, car cut in a small cushion, molly mucha, very soft stuff inside, katim. If you put it underneath the tail, that the strings that you tie around the tail should not hurt the meat of the behemoth. The fish masu shal gaba, because you tie up the masu, if a camel is carrying something, you want to tie it down tight that it shouldn't fall off. When a camel bends down, you're afraid all the masu will come flying in the front of it. So therefore we tie it down and tie it around its zonav, around its tail. Shagamu yurin, the camel goes down, bends down, machpirit. The yurin kapit savaru, all the masu, all the weight, goes near its neck. So what makes the masa not fall off? You have it tied down around the zonav, around the tail. So when the masa is trying to fall frontwards, the tail is like holding it up. So afraid that string is very tight against the tail, they'll like hurt it. Therefore, sometimes they put a pillow around there to protect it. So Bekra din will be mutter to go out with on Shabbos, but we're afraid it'll fall off. Therefore, you tie it on to the humps also, then it's mutter. Right, the Mishnah says, Loi okud v'le rogel. A behemoth can't go out if it's tied up, okud or rogel. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, okud, that means akedus yad regel. That means tying one foot and one leg together. Ki Yitzchak ben Avram. That's the way Avram Avinu made the akedus. Yitzchak, he tied up his foot and his hand together. So the advice to say there is that the behemoth will move around, will untie it, and the string will fall off and it come to carry it. What does rogel mean? Shelo yichof yodoy agav izroya. You should not like tie up the front leg on its zroya, on its thigh. So it'll be like a three-legged behemoth, won't be able to run away from you. Agav izroya v'yiksha. Meisve have a kashra in Rabbi Yehuda. If Rabbi Yehuda was only in Amora, we have a kashra to know him say for kashra in Rabbi Yehuda. Okud, what's the pshat in okud? Shtei yodayim u'shtei raglayim. It means tying up two hands or two feet, either one. That's called okud. Rogel, what does rogel mean? Shlo yichav yoda agav izroya. You should not tie up one leg upwards near its thigh. The yiksha. So kru the reisha shver, okud Rabbi Yehuda says a yad and a regel. And here it says no, 2 feet or 2 legs. 2 feet or 2 hands. And Gemara, who do yom akiyai tana? Rabbi Yehuda holds at this tana. The tanya, okud, what does okud mean? Akedis yad regel. Tying up one hand and one regel. Oi, shtei yadayim shtei raglayim. We're also tying up 2 hands together or 2 feet together. Rogel, what does that mean? The behemoth can't go out rogel. Shlo yichof yada, don't tie up its yad, its hand, agav izroya on its thighs. The yikshin tied up that way. But the more of akatel adami, this writer, this time is also fakir from Rabbi Yehuda the Amora. So it's still shver, who does Rabbi Yehuda go like? Bishle mereisha v'seifa nicham. The ratio that says okud, the first pshat, okud is good. That's a Yehuda's pshat. Tie up the hand and the regal together. And the seif is also good. What does okud mean? What does rogu mean? Tying up the foot on top. That's the, he's also asking. Or in Mitzvah Kash, it's still shved the tan on the Yehuda. The Yehuda says okud means only the hand and the regal. And here it says either that or else to your dime to raglayim. Elo, who does a Yehuda go like? Who do you makiyai tan? He goes like this tan. Okud, what does okud mean? Akedis yad v'regel. It means abdavka, tying such a massive of the hand and the feet. Ke Yitzchak ben Avram, the way Avram Avinu made the akedis Yitzchak. Rogel, what does rogel mean? Shlo yichav yoda agav izroya v'yiksha. Don't tie one leg upwards, connected its thigh, and like it be a three-legged behemoth, so it shouldn't run away from you. It's also to go out like that on Shabbos, because we're afraid the string will fall off, the behemoth will move around, and we manipulate the string, and it'll come to carry with the daladamas, which is a rabbit. Rashi, shtei yodayim, Rashi, yodayim, agav izroya, echad mi yodayim, kofel kofi malot, tied up upwards, the kosher kadesh lo yehenoi ela gimur raglayim levroich, shown here by 3 feet, it can't run away. Shtei yodayim ki echad, oi shtei raglayim ki echad, vekat le domi, hai tan le debiuda. Rashi, vasei vnichad, vekat debiuda, avu mitziyosa, dikatoni, oi shtei yodayim, oi shtei raglayim kasha. the little Rav Yehuda. The Leikari Okud Eliyad Regal. Rav Yehuda says what's called Ogud, but after tying a hand and a foot. Because she yad regal, says Claude, they tied the other hand in the regal. The nifshat tzavor lachura. So the Gemara and Achlam Rav Yehuda has a tana that holds mamish like him. That okud means bedavka, tying the hand and the regal together. But the Mishnah says, well, yiksha gemalim, you can't tie one camel to another camel to another camel, and you pull the first one, all of them follow along. My time of Ravashi Mishum the Mezvei command the Yozel Chinga. It looks like you're going to a marketplace to sell the animal, that's why it's awesome. Shrashi Lashuk Lamoichram Chinga Hashem Shesoivim Esashuk Yemachelos Mechelosim. By the Abu Machnes, but you'll have to put the string and tie it around your hand. Omravashi, Lashonimel Lin Klein. Was on in the gate to an insta Klein that the Mishnah says, Mubach La Yichrach. For Klein, you're not allowed to wrap it around your hands. For the my Klein, the my. What kind of insta Klein? Elaim the Klein, the Yodim. That as though there's an insta, La Sachrosh Bechshov Echamor Yachtov, he can't work with the Shor and a Chamor. Maybe you are then, you can't work with a man, with a camel. So here, you can't tie it around your hand, because it looks like you're working with the camel. For the more of the Tanan, enough in the Mishnah, we're learning Klein. Odom, Mutin, Kulam, no, a man is allowed to work with any behemoth. There's no way to climb him. It's only one behemoth to another behemoth. But not a man with a behemoth. Lachrosh Balimshech. Elozati Gemara, climb the Chavolim. What does the Mishnah mean that you can't wrap around the straps around your hand? Because the Shiloh put Shatnis. Do you have more of a Tanya? So what are you saying, Shatnis? That maybe one strap is made out of wool, and one strap is made out of fish, made out of linen. So if you tie them together, if you wrap them around your hands, and you're having hanof from it, there'll be a shatness, a klayim. So Rashi speaks out, even though l'chur not mechavan to have hanof here, you're just wrapping it around your hand to hold the animals better, but this tana, if this maniam holds like a yudishita, that dove, a shani maskavan is awesome. For the more name, v'tanya is still shver, ha'tzoykev tkifah kasein l'chibur. Halacha by klayim means you have to have a good chibur. If you just have one stitch, it's not called the chibur to mechayef a klayim. So Rashi, v'tanan odem, Rashi kifa achat going they machut tamachas one stitch or shekasha kesherechot one nachas that's her kayama ain't a chib, it's not called a chib, there's no way to climb. So Rashi why the chsid semer pishtim yachtov, you're not allowed to wear semer pishtim together. Lo yosra ha-tereh el chiba yofram eskayim, the tereh only asa beklayim a good chiba that stays, but a chiba doesn't stay, the tereh din asa. So b'zayi samza, even if you wrap around, tie around these straps around your hand, and I feel the one's pishtin and the one's semer, still it should be mutter. And the Gemara, the Yoelom klayim lechamolim. We're talking about the shayla of klayim of shatnes. For hokhi koma, this is what the Mishnah means. Obavad shelo yichrach v'yikshir enichnam. You should not wrap these straps around your hand, because we're afraid in the case where one is wool and one is pishtin flax. And you should not tie it, because then you tie it, that's called a good chibur, and you'll be over the Yisra client, even though you're not mechavin, but this man, the other, holds in a mechavin is awesome. Shmuel, Omar Shmuel, the Shmuel, Blalocha, Obavad, Shlo Yeitze, Chevo, Mitachas, Yodoy Tefach. Hey, Moshe, we have a leash, you're carrying here, and the Mishnah was here, we're talking about pulling a camel. Who are then you pulling the dog? So the leash that's between your hand and the dog, that's mutter. Even on Shabbos to walk out with a leash, it's not considered you're carrying it. The leash itself is like bottle to the animal, to the kelev. It's like the malbush to the kelev. And you're holding the leash in your hand, it's mutim. But the leash, the part that's in your hand, you have to make sure that the tefillah does not go down. Like away from like the behemoth to you, and then from your hand downwards, you shouldn't make a tefillah go downwards. Well, some say that then it's not mirror like as part of the leash. It looks like you're carrying that part by itself. But the more of a tonadeh vei shmul to chayim, so it's only Yosef, two tefach go downwards. Amar Rabbaya, Hashtu, the Yom HaShmul tefach. Shmul says even a tefach is awesome. For Tana, the way Shmul, his father said, Tana, the way Shmul, Tufchayim, that only two tefach is also, is what's Pshat, Shmuel, is Halacha Lamaisa slash Minan. Shmuel wants to tell us Lamaisa how we should act. Rashi says, Shmuel, the Yom HaTefach Lo'iri, comes to teach us Halacha Lamaisa also. La'ashminon, to teach us, the Habol Lumach, somebody comes to ask a Shaila, Lefanenu in front of us, Amrinu Le, we tell him, Tefach, you only let the leash, like go down a tefach from your hand, Shilei Lohokel B'Yisurim, not to be making on Yisurim, Mi Yuat Tufchayim Lek Yerissim, Tufchayim is no Yerissim,
But yeah, the Easter is though, if it goes down a tefach out of your hand, then it doesn't look part of the leash. It looks like time you're carrying on Shabbos. That's one halacha. For the more spirit of Atanyo, Ubavachi, Agviyam, and Akaka.